Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
On this episode of Don't Blame Me, we have Melvin Gregg. We talked about a girl whose friends are judging her boyfriend's penis being uncut. A friend who's also judging her friend for sleeping with her boss. Oh my gosh. And a girl who's wondering if it's okay that her boyfriend is told her that it's okay that he asked for nudes from other girls.
Nudes.
I like that Foley sounds. Nudes, nudes, nudes,
yeah.
Nudes.
Mama.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Don't Blame Me. Today's episode, we have Melvin Gregg. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello. You have a nice podcast voice. And you're going to start a podcast?
Yeah, that's my podcast voice.
Nice.
It's not like my regular voice.
It sounds exactly like your regular voice.
Oh, because I just got a podcast voice.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
So, Melvin and I know each other because we played Boyfriend and Girlfriend on Freakish. If you guys watched it, Melvin loved it. He was so nervous to kiss me for the first time.
Yeah, but it wasn't personal.
What?
No offense.
I wasn't offended.
It was just
now I'm offended.
No, it's weird having an on-screen kiss because you don't really know what's like permitted because it's not a natural occurrence. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's like I don't want to do anything I'm not supposed to do and like get me too
in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, fun fact: I did make Melvin kiss me when we weren't on camera for the first time, so he'd be less nervous. Do you not remember this?
Yeah, I do. We was walking towards like,
and you were like, "What are we
going to
do?"
Right? Because it's like, I think what killed me when I was younger is a show called Martin. people might know what Martin is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Martin, his co-star, Tisha Campbell, she like sued him because they were kissing, and like he kept putting his tongue in her mouth or something that was inappropriate. And towards the end of the show, like they were never in the same scenes because it was a situation. Oh,
they so that always have restraining orders against each other.
That's in my head when I'm doing like these on-screen kisses. Like, do I gotta like swallow my tongue so it's not included in the kiss? Do I like what do I do with my hands? Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's not comfortable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so. I made him kiss me under the bleachers, and I was like, "Are you less nervous?" And you're like, "Not really."
How high school?
I know, right?
Super high school.
I was like, "Just kiss me now." Well, you guys are listening and or watching to Don't Blame Me, which is my podcast. It's an advice podcast. We're filming this for YouTube, but you also might be listening to this on the podcast app or anywhere like that. So if you want to see the video and see Melvin and his earrings, which I didn't know. We almost have matching earrings. Do you not like that? You don't want to match?
I don't like the way you worded it.
What? That we have matching earrings?
They don't match.
What do you mean? I'd wear yours.
They're similar in shape.
Oops. Maybe. The bigger the hoe. I guess neither of us are hoes.
My earrings match Michael Jordan's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I get it. So this is an advice podcast. So I can explain it to you because Melvin definitely doesn't know it. And people call in and leave us voicemails and we give them advice on the things that they tell us about that are happening in their lives. So
I'm good at that.
You are?
Yeah.
So if you guys want to call in, the phone number is 310-694-0976. And international callers can email a audio file to meganpodcast@gmail.com.
That's a lot of work. And you got to really appreciate them if they do all of that.
I do appreciate them. I appreciate them a lot. I'm curious what you're going to say, because one time, I think it was, we've only gotten in one fight before when Melvin told me that he said a girl can only be pretty or cute. No. Cute and funny.
No, you're phrasing it wrong.
Okay, then do it. Go ahead.
No, you're not about to blast me online.
I am about to blast you. Either I'm going to say it or you're going to say it.
No, you're going to say it wrong.
Okay,
so basically, that's not what I said. Okay. First off, I'm a quote unquote comedian. So a lot of things I say in the context of making a joke.
Yeah.
And I was picking with Megan, and I was saying, dang, it's crazy because most girls are either funny or pretty. And the reason I say that, because a lot of girls who are pretty are conscious of how they look when they really do comedy. And a lot of the times when you're concentrating on looking pretty, it's hard to be funny. You know
this
what I mean?
Also
and
not,
the girls who are like, you know, doing comedy, they don't care about none of that. They're still pretty too. Anyway, I was just trying to set up a joke for Megan to say she wasn't funny. And then at the other end, I was complimenting Liza and saying Liza was pretty and funny.
But
that was all that, like, me. You know,
that's so not what happened.
You know, as an actor, I'm like a method actor sometimes. And that day, it was a lot of frustration between me and Megan's character.
That's,
so I just wanted to plant that seed.
Bullshit.
So when
this
they said action,
all
it'd be organic
bullshit.
And authentic.
Is that the same?
I'm all about to cry.
No, I won't put you on blast for the other thing I was going to say. I won't do that though.
You've told that story on the on the podcast.
I was going to say, it's cute or funny.
But you didn't say who it was. Now we have a
name
to the story.
You said girls can only be cute or funny. You said Liza was funny and Liza was like not offended that she wasn't cute. And you told me that I was cute.
No.
And I was so mad that I wasn't funny that I didn't talk to you for a week.
I said Liza was both.
That's even more fucked up.
But you're not really funny, Megan.
I'm so funny. Do you want to fight again? I didn't talk to you for a week and you like apologized.
You were smart because I had to, because I realized as an on-screen boyfriend, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and just apologize.
I don't know why I brought you on the podcast.
Men, you know, sometimes you got to figure out the fights that you know.
Pick your battles?
Yeah, you got to pick your battles. Ugh.
I'm regretting this immediately. Mel is here too, guys.
What's up?
Woo woo.
I just realized she was actually doing it too and not just... Okay, you're like Robin from the Sway Show.
Yeah.
We want to get a Mel cam, though.
I need one
so
of those.
So she can have a camera.
Right. You never see Robin either.
Are you ready to give advice?
Yeah, always.
Are you going to be in character or are you going to be nice?
I'm mean in real life. No, I'm playing. I'm going to give good advice.
Okay.
I'm not in character anymore. Freakish is over.
It is
Finito.
Over. Finito.
Over.
Okay, on to the first call.
Hi, Megan. This is 21-year-old in a struggling relationship with a guy, and I'm bisexual. I am currently in college, and I'm just dealing with this relationship that's been bugging me for so long, and every time I tell somebody about it, they just keep telling me that the guy's an asshole and that I should just let it go. But that's the exact problem. I can't let it go. So basically, what's been going on, I met this guy my freshman year of college. I'm a junior right now. And we've been doing this whole friends with benefits thing. And I know everybody says that that never works and that's always going to turn into a relationship, or you guys are going to end up wanting to be with each other. Well, that did happen, except that I was the only one who wanted to be with him. And once I expressed my feelings about this, 3 years into this, he rejected me. So that obviously hurt, and I wanted to obviously take everything back and just like act like I never had feelings for him ever. But the thing is that now we're still friends with benefits, and we're kind of just friends. And every time I tell this to somebody, everybody just assumes that we've been in a relationship, but we haven't, obviously, because we've just been friends with benefits, and neither of us has ever said that, oh, we're each other's girlfriend or boyfriend. So the thing is that my feelings, I just don't know what to do with them, because like, I know that I should probably just like let him go and just, you know, forget about him and move on, especially because now he's graduated and I can just start my college year fresh and keep on going with my studies and my life. But it's just so hard because like, he's been my support system for so long. And well, yeah, I don't know what to do. And we're still friends with benefits and we still see each other a lot. So we have the same friends, we hang out with the same people. So I don't know what to do.
You seem to have a lot of feelings on this already.
Nah, you know, I'm a reactive person. You know, typically you can see what I'm thinking on my face. Yeah, so maybe. But the key word in there that wasn't addressed later on. See, you got to find keywords and hints and things. You know what I mean? She mentioned she was bisexual, but that had nothing to do with anything else in the thing, right? But she felt she needed to put that out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a passage too, or maybe, you know, is an underlining thing that maybe she want to, you know, be with a girl.
Yeah.
But I mean, she mentioned it and it had no context.
I know. I was curious about that too.
She's curious too.
I think, yeah, I'm like, you got a lot of options.
Right.
Yeah.
No limitations. I don't know the format. You usually advise first.
I can advise first. And sure. I think what I would automatically say is, you've done friends with benefits, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to say that.
Nah, the friend part is blurry.
Oh, good God.
He said benefits.
I've had benefits. With benefits. Good God. No, but I've definitely done that. And the first thing I would say is I think more often than not, it happens exactly like it's happening for her. I think that's kind of always how it ends. Is one person developing feelings and the other. I think it rarely works out where both of you, I mean, I also feel like the asshole who was in the opposite situation where I was like friends with benefits with this guy and then we ended up dating, but like neither of us were really that into each other. We were just highly jealous people. And so we just didn't want each other to hook up with other people. I definitely didn't follow that. I'm sorry. But it wasn't like, if you're gonna like, if you wanna date somebody, you're gonna know pretty early on. Especially if you're sleeping with somebody, I always say that I wish, like, not that I, but that I will get to know if I will know if I like somebody quicker if I sleep with them than if I like date them for 6 months. Like, I think it's an automatic thing that you know. And the second that you start sleeping with somebody, you're either going to develop feelings or you're not. And if you can do that for like 3 years and he's been okay with like you being with other people or like anything like that, like you're just, Yeah. I just like, I don't foresee that kind of developing at that slow of a pace because you're doing all of the things that people do in relationships without dating. And so if he doesn't have the desire to date from there, there's really nothing you can do. And also there's nothing, you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you. Like there's no chance, like point in convincing somebody because then you're like, oh, wow, I've like forced this person to feel the same things I do for them. But I mean, my ultimate advice is just, you can't do this anymore. Like, you're still going to keep liking him. It's not going to change. And if he doesn't have those feelings for you after 3 years, I don't think he's going to. Bye.
Ready for a guy's perspective?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I got a different perspective. That's pretty honest. Where should I start?
Trying to come up with a different perspective.
Nah. I mean, what you said is true. I'm not like trying to go against what you said. I just feel like kind of you said you'll have sex with a guy first to see what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like that's true. Like the testament of how he feels about you is how he treats you after sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because before sex, you're going to get
the guy who's trying to have sex with you.
Yeah. That's what you're going to get, depending on the person. But most of the time, that's what it's going to be. And if 3 years, y'all not in a relationship, he don't want to be with you, even though like y'all relationship might be what a relationship is as far as the time you spend together. The only difference between that and an actual relationship, I guess, is the commitment and a monogamy. And he might want to be with her. She said he's her support system, so they probably talk and kick it all the time. But he still want to fuck other girls.
You can say
fuck,
whatever
fuck,
you want.
Fuck,
fuck, fuck,
bitch, fuck,
fuck,
fuck. Fuck, shit. Dick.
Fart? Right. Did you say fart?
I just had to get it out. I didn't say fart. I wasn't confident with one of the fucks, and it sounded like fart. but yeah, he not ready to like just be with her. He still want his options out there. Like guys, I could have this one girl who's like perfect. I would like my best friend. I want to kick it with her all the time. We have sex and everything, but I'm still not ready to only have sex with her because a lot of times sex isn't always emotionally like emotions aren't involved. It's like recreational with guys sometimes. So it's like I want her, but I still want to like go out and play ball every time, quote unquote play ball.
Fuck.
So
that's still playing
that might be it. He might not be ready to really settle down. And I mean, you got to respect him. Ball, that's not even a good, like, that's.
I know, don't worry. I'm just pretending you're fondling balls.
No, what?
Sorry, continue.
You said play
what
balls.
What do you mean my own? No, I was saying, like, because it's recreational. It's like going to the court and playing basketball sometimes. Yeah. Anyway, he might really like her, but he's just not ready to commit. They're young. He was in college. In college, you go crazy. Yeah. I went crazy in college. I was about to commit. And you got to respect him for being honest because he could have easily committed to and just cheated like you did. Yeah.
I didn't cheat. Okay,
did.
Maybe. Sure. Yeah, actually.
Exactly. Hats off to that guy. He's a good guy.
I think also...
the guy she was sleeping with?
He's not
I don't know who that is. I'm talking about the guy that she's talking about.
Well, I also think like exactly going off what you're saying, I think wanting to be in a relationship is so much more to do with a personal thing, less about the person. So like you could want to be in a
insecurity.
Yeah, but I mean like there's like times where it's like if you don't want to be in a relationship, it's not because... you don't want to be in a relationship with like this specific girl. It could be the greatest girl ever, but you're like, no, I don't want that for
I'm
me.
Not ready.
And so it's such a personal choice. So even though you guys do have that really great friendship and you have all the benefits of a relationship just without the commitment, that doesn't necessarily mean that obviously, exactly you're saying, obviously he's still interested in you and like has like cares for you and it was not a hit it and quit it situation. But it's just like, he doesn't want a relationship. And if he did want a relationship,
it would happen.
Yeah, you would know that. And you also don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want a relationship. So I wouldn't even say the ultimatum thing because I think ultimately, you need to stop saying ultimately. You're going to get a guy, you're going to tell him that he's going to lose you unless he commits, but then you're going to get a guy who doesn't want to commit.
You ain't got to, you shouldn't even do all of that. Like,
no.
She's 21.
She's 21.
She's bisexual. That means she out here just trying to live her life.
Yeah.
But she putting so much pressure.
She put
so much pressure on this guy being in a relationship. She probably don't even really want to be in a relationship with him. It's just like, oh, I'm hanging with him. I feel like I'm supposed to be in a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm chasing this status quo.
And it's him not
wanting
to be with
her. Yeah. It's like a dog chasing his tail. Oh, ain't gonna
story
catch
of my
it.
Life. If you're not into me, it's the quickest way for me to be into you.
Yeah, because you want no more, right? Like, she need to just forget all of that, enjoy her life, do what's best for her, find her happiness, have threesomes, and just wild out, you know?
Yeah, sure.
If that's what she's into.
I would say, to like, cut him off cold turkey. I think, like, the sex can be great, but that's not... it's like sex will be great with other people besides him, but in order to get over somebody, you can't get under someone else. But you just need
that
to like
gonna, that ain't
not
help.
Hook
no.
up with him
because the worst thing
you're
you
gonna go back to it.
Is start crying when you are having sex with somebody else.
Has anyone
start
cried when you've had sex with someone?
Nah.
Have you cried?
Nah, because if they in that type of situation,
like
I ain't gonna do it. Nah, I ain't gonna cry. But if I see you emotionally like hurt and you like bound to cry, I'm not about to be having sex with you. Like.
Yeah,
I'd rather you
heartbreak
just lay there.
Not
and,
hot.
Nah, hell no. And then I feel like I'm not really there because she wants me there. It was like I'm a rebound.
Yeah,
and I kind of got an ego, and I ain't about to be nobody rebound.
Kind of have an ego. I had no idea.
I hide it. I suppress it.
Really, you do a really good job.
Thank
you. Yeah, I think the final advice is ditch him. Start. That doesn't mean you don't have to
saying ditch him.
Be friends.
Keep
with
fucking him. Let him be your support system, but go and live your life. And if you find somebody better for you, move on.
Well, I think it's also when you don't have any other options.
Keep your options open. Options are good.
But when you put all your eggs in one basket and you only continually see the same person, you kind of just relate you associate like sex and enjoying all that stuff and like romance with that person. But you have to go meet other people and be like, oh, wait, wow, I can have this with other people. And
that's a dumb saying. Not to use eggs in a basket. You supposed to put eggs in different baskets.
Honestly,
yeah, so they don't all break. So they don't all break in the one basket.
If one egg breaks, it's not like a domino effect and they all
break.
If
you drop the basket, they'll all break.
So like if you trip.
What farmer came up with this shit?
Dill.
Dill and Beth.
Pitchfork. We're going to Monopoly on it. That's a good one. Okay. Well, I hope it all works out for you. Let us know what happens. I care. Melvin might care too.
Yeah, I care for all people. Including her. Yeah, I want her to be happy.
On the next call.
Hey, Megan, I'm in desperate need of advice. I'm 21 and I've been with my boyfriend for over 8 years now, and everything was going really well until he admitted to making out with another girl in 2016, so like 2 years ago. Basically, how it all came out was that my girlfriends and I were talking about cheating and things like that, and I just immediately felt this pit in my stomach because there was a time when my boyfriend got a little too close to this girl. Like, there's photos of them on Facebook with their arms around each other, like, super closely to the point where other people saw them and were wondering, like, what the fuck is going on here? So I pretty much just came home and called my boyfriend and said, hey, so my friends and I had this conversation and made me really uncomfortable, so I need to know, have you ever cheated on me? He said he made out with this girl, the same girl in the photos, and I think it was around the same time when these photos were taken. He's had a million chances to admit this to me, but he chooses now in 2018, 2 years after it happened. And I know this girl, and I've always been really nice to her. Little did I know that they did this. The next day when we were talking again, my boyfriend and I, he said that it was actually twice that they made out. It's been a little over 2 weeks now, and I really want to make this work. He's been putting in the effort and wrote me a love/apology letter and vowed to never talk to that girl again and untagged himself from the photos and deleted her off of all his social medias, which is really great and I appreciate that, but I just cannot stop feeling angry and heartbroken and sad and I can't trust him. And overall, I just don't feel as secure in my relationship anymore. Like 2 years before all that happened in 2014, I was anorexic and he was by my side throughout the whole thing, throughout my entire recovery. And then he goes and does something like this. I'm feeling pretty awful. And another problem I'm having is that at first, of course, I refused to have sex with him. And he was like really bummed out about it. Like, oh my God, this is going to be so much harder than I thought. And then when we did have sex, finally, he's like, oh my God, we're going to be fine. We're going to make this work and we're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And that was a big red flag to me because I just feel like he just wants to have sex with me. And he vowed that that's not the case. And he said that he wants me for the rest of his life. And just like I said, I just can't trust him. So basically, I need advice on how I can learn to trust him again and how we can make this work. And just how our relationship can just move past all of this.
At 13, you shouldn't, like, okay, I know people not going to really listen to this, but I didn't have my first girlfriend until I was like 24.
You want to also say how short you are?
The thing, but it doesn't make it. I wasn't short at 18 through 24.
No, that's what I mean.
Short people in relationships. Okay. What are you? Your heightest?
No, you used to say that you were so tiny.
I was tiny. That don't mean I can't be in a relationship.
That's what you said.
The point I'm making is at 13, you're not mature enough or responsible enough to be responsible for somebody else's feelings or to be in a relationship or commit. You can't sign a contract at 13. You shouldn't be able to commit to a relationship. But kids don't listen because they want to be grown and then they end up in a situation like Shorty right now. You're not going to be able to, like, y'all gonna grow apart. Y'all don't know who y'all are at 13. So at 8 years later, y'all probably aren't the same people that you were in the beginning. And you just shouldn't be in a relationship at that young. You should be living your life. You should be like playing kickball or something. You're 13. Anyway, moving away from that. 8 years, he's definitely cheated. I'm pretty sure y'all lost your virginity to each other at 13. I hope so.
I hope so.
And I'm pretty sure at 21, 22, however old you are, y'all he might be the only guy she's with, because girls chase this fairy tale story life that they see on Disney, but I'm pretty sure she's not the only person that he's been with.
Yeah.
And like, you can't expect that to be the case, and it's sad, but it's just human nature. I'm like, I'm not telling you what's expected. I'm telling you like what's real. And mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he did more than kiss that girl. If he admitted to kissing twice, he did more than that.
And also, if he was so quick to delete everything and apologize, right. I think it's because he knows he got away with like something a little more.
Right. And then she was like, he was there for me through my anorexia recovery, and now he goes and does this. She said it like he did something bad and then did something else bad. Like, that doesn't take away from him being a good guy and being there for you. Like, if anything, that's like, that's a positive to the situation. And then he went and wrote her a love letter and all that stuff. He obviously want to be with her. And her holding back sex, is it going to help the situation?
No, it never helps.
Make him want to go have sex with somebody else. Like,
but also it's like, that's a thing that like I'll struggle with. If like Mots and I get in a fight, I'm like, we're not going to have sex, which will last for like 30 minutes. But that doesn't do, I know it's really fucked up, but like it doesn't, especially as a girl too, like if you feel like betrayed or upset about something, like that's a way that you can feel close to your partner. And like, that's something like taking that away. Also, I don't think he wants just sex from you at all, because he wouldn't, he's been dating you for 8 years. I think if you really want to be with him and he really wants to be with you, you guys just have to like work through this, and like you have to forgive him. If you can't forgive him, then you can't forgive him, and you can't move past this and be together. Like, that's just how simple it is. If you can't forgive someone for something, like that's not a relationship. And even if you decide that you want to, I don't think you need to forgive him immediately, but I think if you guys, I don't know, I think having an open dialogue about where you guys want to be, and like, I think just that long of being in a relationship, it sounds really, really romantic, but just like you're saying, like you're such different. It's such like formidable years of your life growing up that you really aren't going to be the same people that you were. And if you guys are really serious about being together, if one of you or both of you has kind of had interest in other people or like being with other people, I think that's something like, if you don't explore that now, that feeling's not going to go away. Like, you're always going to wonder like, oh, wow, I really have been a part of this my entire like teen and young adult years. I'm like really curious. That curiosity isn't going to die down no matter how much you love somebody. It's human nature to be like, well, what else is out here? No matter how much you love somebody. And so I think you guys should have like an open conversation with that. And like, that would totally suck if he's like, I really care about you, but I really I want to be with other people, and maybe we'll come back together. But it's, I think whether you have the conversation or not, if those feelings are there, like it's going to happen. And I think it's, yeah, it's natural.
I think they should take a break.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's smart if you take a break, because you're really upset about it too. And you don't have to forgive him for this. And you haven't, not that you said this, but like I have a couple friends who like have dated guys for like a long period of time, and then when something goes wrong, they're like, I wasted all this time. You're 21. Like, 8 years of a relationship, that's not, every marriage wasn't built in 8 years. I have friends who just celebrated their two years of knowing each other, and they've been married for a year of that. Like, when you kind of, it's, we were saying this before on the other call, it's about you personally and your kind of age and your maturity and where you're at. So if you take a break, you might realize too, wow, oh, I want to kind of meet other people, or you guys might come back together from that. But I think assuming that both of you are only going to like have slept with each other for your entire lives, it's like, it's just a lot.
And it's not just about sex either. Like, she sounds stressed out. She mm-hmm. needs to like find her own personal happiness. That guy can't be her world. She need to have her own world, find mm-hmm. her maximum happiness there. He do the same in his world, and then they coexist together. Like, it shouldn't be she needs him to be happy, vice versa. She need to like focus on herself, because she sounds kind of stressed out and just, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, worn, and take a break away from it and find out what works for her.
Yeah, they've never been themselves as an adult.
No,
it's always been the two of them. So.
Yeah, they caught up in that.
And that identity, like you just associate who you are with somebody else. But yeah, you need some life experience, I would say, which sounds bitchy, but I think that's the best thing, because I don't think you have to forgive him, but I think you gotta figure out what you want, and it can't just be him, because until understand what you want without him being around, you know? Be single. Be 21. Fuck around safely with protection. On to the next one.
Hello, I am 19 years old, and my boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year. And recently I have been in a very deep depression. So recently when my boyfriend asked me for nudes, I said no, and then he proceeded to text other girls asking them for pictures and said that I couldn't be mad about it because I said no. Should I be upset with him about it, or should I be understanding because, like, I did say no? So I don't know.
I mean, nah, you shouldn't feel, coming from a guy's perspective, you know, if I'm asking you for nudes, I personally don't get the nude thing. Like, what am I going to do with the picture? Like, just look at it. I'm about to be a weirdo and beat off to it. Like, we have the World Wide Web. It's like free porn everywhere, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, even if you did say no, which was an intelligent decision, don't send nudes because it leaks out and it's just going to be bad for you. Nothing good can come from it. Tell his ass no. He'll see you when he see you. And if you say no, that don't mean go ask other girls for nudes, because you just don't randomly hit up a girl and say, hey, you got nudes? You got to already have some type of pre-existing relationship and conversations that's going to bait into, hey, you want some nudes? So that means he already talking to other girls. And if he really want nudes that bad, go to Pornhub. Like, do your thing. You know what I mean? There's a stranger there. They do more than take pictures. Like,
yeah.
Go at it. Nah, you shouldn't feel bad. He's stupid. I'm sorry, whoever this dude is, but yeah, you went about it dumb too. How you gonna tell her it's her fault that you asked for news because she didn't send you news? Like, it's horrible.
I'm very excited for your podcast if this is your responses to things.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think Melvin said everything right. Yeah, you have every right to be mad. Break up with this loser. He's a total asshole. And, yeah, I also have never really heard that take on nudes before about, like, why do I need them, which I really like. But yeah, no, fuck him. No, he's an idiot. And yeah, you're right. He probably has pre-existing relationships with the other girls, unless he's, yeah.
He's just one of those.
Also, I wonder how she,
like,
found
hey,
out too. How did she find out that he asked other girls?
She probably found it in his, I don't know.
Right?
He put it on Facebook.
Craigslist. Status. Currently looking for nudes. Oh my
god!
Looking for nudes. Yeah, yeah. Ditch his ass. He's
nudes
an asshole.
Are stupid.
Nudes are stupid.
Yeah.
So have you ever sent a nude?
No. It's too high risk. If a girl, I've been
that.
In situations where, like, I'm bored and a girl keep, like,
you
she's
just
trying
take
to send me
of
stuff.
Your dick?
No, I don't take no pictures of my dick. It's too much work going to. I gotta find the angles and the lighting and make
and
sure.
You have to,
like
throw a cell phone a next to it so there's like a point of
yeah.
reference.
Yeah,
size.
You gotta
put a remote.
Reference.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And maybe it's because I'm a heterosexual man, but dicks aren't attractive. I don't want to just take pictures of my dick.
It's
I don't see a girl
mindset.
Looking at it like, ooh,
what a nice
beautiful
dick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I've googled dicks, which is
what?
Hella awkward, but Google dicks and then you just find one and send it to the girl. She'll know the difference. And if it gets
it's
a situation,
like I see it in
until she see it, but it's too late. If she see it in person, she's like, oh, we're
and
not
also
doing
she gonna compare and contrast. She's like, hold on, let me pull this up.
Right.
There's
see the freckle there.
Yeah.
You that close to it. Don't worry about the picture.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, no girls should send nudes. Dudes will hate me for that. Nah, y'all should send nudes, man. It's setting yourself up for disappointment. Because I'm telling you for sure, if you're not your boyfriend, he's definitely showing his friends.
I've seen so many nudes of girls. Like, that's what, like, all of my guy friends. If I've seen almost every girl they've ever hooked up with and other random ones naked. And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I've been texted ones of, like, my guy friends. Like, oh my God, look, this girl sent me nudes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't send them. It's going to bite you in your ass. You never know where you're going to be in 5 years. You might be like the president or some shit. You never know.
Ew, Donald Trump has nudes.
Oh my God.
P-tape.
I want to see it, but I don't want to see it.
But you know what's crazy? Like, right now, we're in a generation of millennial, Z generation or whatever, where it's like everything is, people take pictures of everything. Mm-hmm. So in 20, 30 years, where these people are like people that rule the world, they still have a history that's like been documented by photographs. Like, they didn't have cell phone pictures when Donald Trump was younger, but I'm pretty sure he would have been sending out dick pics and it would have been out on the internet right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Be careful.
Tiny little ones. The world's tiniest dick pic. Okay, guys, we are going to take
a break song.
What?
It's break time.
That was like very Blues Clues.
It was.
Yeah.
I grew up on Blues.
Did you?
Kind of.
Steve.
Yeah, you know, they auditioned for a new one. Yeah. I got two friends who they were like, I don't want to be new Blues Clues guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out for that. Except I would. I'm desperate.
I'd be the worst Blues Clues guy.
You would.
Cursing this shit.
What's up, Blue?
What's up, Blue? What's up,
Blue? Okay, we're going on a break. We'll be back. This episode of Don't Blame Me is brought to you by Us. Go Us. U.S., not U.S.A., because this podcast is international. I am going to be giving some Apple Podcast iTunes love for you guys who've been leaving really great and wonderfully nice comments. It really does make me super happy, you know, when I don't book an audition and I can just look and be like, wow, these people like the podcast. But it's also great to get you guys' feedback on what you like about it. And I love when you guys comment what guests you want to see in it too. And so we're going to read some wonderful 5-star reviews. One of the first ones is from one of my absolute favorite podcasts. I love this pod. That's the title, by CKW822. Take whatever I'm saying with a grain of salt because I got a concussion and I might just be like spewing random names and numbers. I love this podcast. Megan is so funny and all of her advice comes from such a kind-hearted place. She also brings in great guests. I listen to every episode and I'll never miss one. Thank you so much. Makes me very happy because I do come from a kind-hearted place. Despite the times where I'm being kind of bitchy, I do really come from it because like I want you guys to succeed in life. Next one is Crying in the Club Right Now, by KDH_XOXO. I've been watching Megan's videos since legit 2014, and she's always been my fave. Real recognizes real. Oh, love her already. But until this podcast, I hadn't realized how seriously funny she is. During her episode with Lily, I no joke cried of laughter, and I was just sitting on the floor building furniture laughing out loud. Peed a little as well. Thanks, Megan. Oh, I love that one. We should be friends because real recognizes real. That also sounds like a Real Housewives, like you're holding the apple and that's your catchphrase for the season. Next one is I hate reviewing, but they also give 5 stars. And it says, and their username is Madame De... Oh my God, fuck. Ace is not here. Help me. Madame Degrassi. Degrassi. Yeah. I am the worst friend in the entire world that I don't even know the name of the show my friend's on. I hate leaving reviews and I'm not even that into commenting, but I gotta say this is the funniest podcast I've ever heard. And I love you so much. Thank you, because I'm definitely with you on that. And I think I said that last time, which is even if you hate reviewing, it really does bring a smile to my face and really help us out and show your support for the podcast. If you guys have been enjoying listening to it, vocalize it. Tell your friends about it. Tell them to subscribe and rate it. So thank you guys so much. And we always will have, if you are listening to this on YouTube, you guys can always go and subscribe on the Apple Podcast app for iPhone users and people who have iTunes and podcast app on your computer so you can constantly be updated there. And thank you guys so much. And I would love if you leaved. Oh, gosh, this concussion. I would love you guys left. Oh, wow. Left. Fuck shit, guys. I'm sorry. I would love if you guys left other reviews. Review. Guys, brain damage. Well, thank you guys so much for all of these. And I'm going to keep scrolling through them and ignore the mean ones. Don't be like the mean ones because nobody likes them. And yeah, I would love if you guys left more comments. I'm gonna stop talking now. Okay, goodbye. We're back, guys, and we've got more calls. And we heard some great nude stories while we weren't recording. Ew, I just looked it.
Hi, Megan. I'm just calling in. This is so weird because I never thought I would have to call in to ask for advice. But anyway, here it goes. So, I have a friend who recently told me she was sleeping with someone who is quite significantly older than her, and there's nothing wrong with that, but the worst part of it is that that person is her boss, and I think that I felt really uncomfortable when she told me this, and I didn't know how to take it. Because I feel like, because he is older and he's her boss and she's now pretty much the only employee he has working for him, I feel like he's probably using her and she's going to get screwed over by this. And to top it all off, She's also married as well. And I do quite like her husband. And as she told me, the reason why she started doing this is because things weren't going so great. And I asked her if she talked about it, and she said no, she feels like she can't say anything. And I mean, I don't know what it's like to be married. I am in a committed relationship myself, so I would hope that if my partner thought things weren't going so well, he'd talk to me before doing that. But yeah, I just don't know what to do. Do I tell her that I feel uncomfortable with the situation? Do I tell her what I think about what's going on? Like, I don't think it's my place to tell her husband what's going on, but yeah, I just feel like I'm stuck on a rock in a hard place.
No, Patrick, you're not stuck between a rock and a hard place. It's none of your business. Mind your business. Be your friend's friend, and that's it. Stay out of it, because it's going to go bad in your favor. You hop in the middle of somebody's relationship, then they get back together. But now it's like tension between you and that person. So then it's tension between you and your friend, and then y'all going to eventually fade away because you was looking out for that person's best interest, but it was none of your business.
Yeah.
Stay out of it.
I think you have to let people make their own choices, and your friend's clearly making her own choices. I think you can say that if she wants to talk to you about it, you can be like, honestly, like, I don't, like, you do you. Like, I don't really want to hear about it. Right. Like, you can say that, but I wouldn't have a sit down and tell her like, oh, I feel very uncomfortable with it. I think the next time she brings it up to you, you can just casually say and be like, hey, you know, I'm like, whatever you want to do, however you want to live your life. Like, I do feel a little weird hearing about it. And you can say that and put your foot down there and just say that you don't want to hear about it. But also at the same time, she might want, if you don't want to hear about it, she's going to feel judged, and then you might be pushing her away there too.
She's definitely going to be judgmental, because I could tell the way that she asked the question, because she was already judging it. She was judging the situation with the guy, aside from her friend being married. So she was like, he's older and she works for him, and she's like his only employee.
Yeah.
Like, none of that stuff matters. She's married. She shouldn't even be with him. Like, okay, what if she was dating somebody who's her age and who wasn't cheating. Her boss? And you know what I mean? It's wrong. So it's like, she's already judgmental. So I can imagine how she would be when she's talking to her. Not at your fault, because it's not you doing it. But
yeah, and it's just a shitty situation.
If you try to talk to her about it, you're going to be judgmental. She's going to get defensive. And it's just not going to be good.
Yeah, I would just downplay it when it comes up again. I think we don't know if you she said that to you once and you guys haven't really talked about it, and maybe it's something that you feel really guilty about and you feel kind of gross with. But I also think as I get older, things that I've judged other people on for and for doing, as I've gotten older, I've kind of been not that I understand and there's a way to justify any of it. But I think getting involved in other people's business, always ends badly. But then more than that, I think karma is very real in that sense, that you get involved with somebody else, you get very judgy with somebody else is doing, and you end up in a situation when you're like, fuck, I would be judging myself for this kind of stuff. And I don't think, I think you can be a great friend to her and still be awesome and sick, and you guys can hang out. And then, if she brings it up, you can kind of just smile and nod, or just be like, yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't really want to, I don't really care hearing about it. I love you and all that stuff. But if it's really, really hard for you to hear it and you feel terrible, then you have to decide, do you want to stop being friends with your friend because of this? Because people are going to make bad decisions, and anybody who doesn't condone their bad decisions are dead to them. I think that when I dated some terrible guys, my friends were like, your boyfriend's terrible. I'm like, no, you're terrible. And then years later, I was like, he was a really shitty boyfriend. But also, you want to make those own choices. You want to make those choices. Sometimes we also make choices that we know are stupid and we know are bad, and we've already gone through all the consequences and the things in our mind, and we're still actively choosing to do something super fucking stupid. And so I don't need somebody else to tell me what I'm doing is stupid, because I already know and I'm already okay with it. Yeah.
I have a friend that she is dating her boss as well. He's married and has a newborn baby.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And according to her, they're in love. And I'm not going to be judgmental about it. They can live their life.
Mm-hmm.
I think the truth will eventually come out, but it's none of my business.
Yeah.
And he's not going to leave his family.
Yeah.
No.
I've told her that, but
yeah.
And that's it. And that's all I can say. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because also, I think even if you were able to convince your friend that this is a bad idea and that she needs to end it with him, she's going to associate her ending it with this guy with you. And that maybe if she hadn't done that, he would have left his wife, they would have been together, and that's your fault. So like, you're the one doing that. So I think sometimes too, when you make bad decisions, and
she's the one that married though. She's the one married.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. But I mean, like, doing anything like that, like she, thinking that something's going to be OK and fine. I think when people make bad decisions, they've already kind of gone through. They've been able to justify it in their own heads. And anything that you can say to them, they've already been able to justify all of that stuff. And so if you want to keep her as a friend, it's just not worth it to say anything.
You shouldn't sleep with your boss.
Those are so awkward. Like, do you get work done or do you just like have sex?
Yeah,
at work?
That's why you don't sleep with your employees. You employ people to get work done.
Is this and why you employ like your family so you don't have sex with them?
Employing your family not good either because they really don't get shit done. No, you got to employ people you don't like. In my opinion, that's how you get shit done.
You don't like them, but
like we have no personal relationship.
So if you and Mel work together, it's because you don't like Mel.
No, I have to like her because this is a different type of situation. But yeah. If it's like, oh no.
Yeah, you want to be able to tell if you have an assistant. You want to be able to tell your assistant.
If we got
something.
A relationship and she's good at her job, and then it's cool, we could be cool.
Yeah.
But if she's bad, I'm not going to want to hang out with you because I'm going to be thinking like, yo, it's some shit you ain't get done today. You should be at the office or practicing or something for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if you good, then you can have a relationship. Not a sexual relationship, but.
Yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah, I think it's just, bad judgment on his part, especially.
Yeah, it's a conflict of interest.
And there's, like, something, like, there's very much something to be said about, like, the attractiveness of, like, superiority and, like, someone who works above you. And, yeah, it's, like, I mean, we see that now. It's, like, it's just, like, a very powerful situation that makes, like, especially women working underneath feel, A, really special and really unique. And then you also have this like weird sense of obligation to that person.
She's the only employee though. Like, what's the job?
Right. And what are y'all doing all
like,
day?
Yeah. That's what I wonder. Like, are you a personal assistant? Are you like really like if being personal with your assisting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This world is a circus.
So bleak. Well, yeah, stay out of your friend's business. It'll come to a head wherever, and you kind of want to stay out of the line of fire, so then you guys will still be friends after it. On to the next call.
Hi, Megan. I'm 18, and I recently just finished my first year of college. And with that first year came a lot of other firsts, like losing my virginity. The guy that I lost it to was great. He's really attentive in bed. He's super sweet. And I have an amazing time with him. And since then, I've slept with him a lot. Great part of this, though, is finally being able to have, like, true sex conversations with my friends and being able to actually relate to what they're saying. And this is so fun for me, like, being able to talk to my friends and open up about this stuff and get giddy about sex, you know what I mean? And it was great. Until I happened to mention to them that the guy I'm sleeping with is uncircumcised. They instantly all reacted like I said he had the plague or something and acted so grossed out. They said, oh, I can never sleep with a guy that's uncircumcised or suck his dick or whatever. And this really upset me. It made me feel ostracized and like I had done something dirty. And even though I'm completely fine with him being uncut, I mean, he's very hygienic. He has a dick and always make sure I'm satisfied. Like, I don't have any problem with a little bit of extra skin, but it's anytime I want to talk to any of my sexual exploits now, I feel like I should be ashamed of it. So I was wondering if you had any tips on how I should open up to my friends about how they reacted, made me upset, but doing so without it being awkward or sounding like I'm being defensive. Also, if you've ever slept with an uncircumcised guy yourself, I was wondering if you had any tips on how to navigate that a little differently.
Yo, it's so funny the way she fluctuates. She's like, yeah, because we were really talking and we were hanging out. We lost our virginity. He was really attentive in bed. And so I was fucking around with him a lot. And then, you know, we were just talking. We were hanging out. And I was talking with my friends. And I get real giddy when it's talking about sex.
She's getting good.
She's getting good. It's good.
Fucked around. Like, what does that mean? It sounds like she's ready to chop his head off. Fucked around a lot.
She just enjoyed it.
She waited a really long time, yeah, and now she's really passionate. Enjoying it.
Yeah, and he's attentive. That means he's good.
He's good. He's going down.
Really long time.
How long did she wait? Tuesday? Oh,
Tuesday.
Tuesday. She had sex on Tuesday.
Nah, I didn't lose my virginity till after high school.
I know.
How do you know?
Because you told
me.
You.
Oh. Yeah, because I was being a kid when I was a kid. Back to the subject at hand. I mean, it's none of their business, I guess. Like, you don't have to open up. They probably clown you, but whatever. Find something to clown them about. A lot of them probably not getting dick or it, you know what I mean?
Well,
if you happy. I'm circumcised, so I don't know that side of the world. And you know,
have you ever seen an uncircumcised penis?
Nah, I think I've seen it on a porn before.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not concentrating on the dick to really know the specifics of the whole situation. I heard it's not hygienic, but I mean, that's natural, right? You're not naturally cut. And I heard the circumcision was like some like religious Jewish ritual that just became like the norm. I'm not Jewish, but I'm circumcised.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. I didn't make the decision.
Most guys in the world aren't.
Yeah.
It's circumcised.
I mean, I've been with both cut and uncut guys, and stop smiling.
I'm not.
I can see you. Watch the YouTube video. See Melvin smiling. And what I would say is, like, I mean, honestly, so the amount of times, especially in like your early like sexual endeavors, the amount of times you're seeing the guy that you're sleeping with dick not hard is like,
if it's uncircumcised, don't it look like he got a turtleneck on? Like with a little
head? It looks like a pig in the blanket.
Yeah. But honestly, only really when a guy's not hard. Mm-hmm. And how often are you like seeing like just a flaccid penis? Like if you are a lot and you're hooking up, like that's another issue.
But great.
But like,
good for you.
Yeah. But I mean, like it's kind of like, it's like six one way, half a dozen the other. Like it's not, I mean, half the time,
what?
Like
she's seen it hard 6 out of 10 times.
It's just like, I'm saying it's kind of, you're confusing.
Six one way, a half a dozen the other. What? That's confusing.
Half and half?
Like, I'm saying, so it's like either, no matter what, it's just kind of like, guys, it's not like you would have only ever been, unless you're Jewish, like my Jewish friends have like never seen an uncut dick, but like most of my friends, it's like 50-50 you've slept with guys who are cut more.
Just don't. Is it like you in a hospital and it's like, would you like to get the circumcision with that birth?
Yeah.
It's like, how much more is it? Oh, it's an extra 12. Nah, you good.
I mean, some people, because you do lose sensation when you're circumcised.
Yeah.
What?
You don't know this, but
what?
And as a kid, you don't have, I mean, you're a baby, you don't have a choice, but you.
So sex could feel different if I wasn't circumcised?
Yes.
I don't think I could handle more. I'm cool. Like, you ever seen that video where the guy having sex? He's like, That's uncircumcised?
You? That's you?
No.
No, if you were uncircumcised.
I'm asking, maybe is that how it is when you're uncircumcised?
I should like think about that and be like, so the people I've slept with been more enjoying it more if they were circumcised or not.
I think it depends on the doctor, because I feel like you know when you got like bad.
It's like, not a bad or a good thing. It's just that you either have it or you don't. Some people get circumcised, some people don't.
The only way to truly test that is to get a grown adult man who's uncircumcised, circumcise him, and then let him have sex afterwards and let him tell you if there's a difference.
No, you can't do adult circumcision.
Yeah, you can. You can.
He got it down when he was a teenager.
Yeah, or if you like,
I thought it was like tonsils once you got to a certain point.
If you convert to GA him after,
you can't.
My doctor just told me I should get my tonsils out.
You can't get your tonsils out unless you have really tiny, like, really tiny veins there.
Yeah,
no, you
can.
You're not supposed to, because the veins get too big and they're harder to, like, clot up.
You still can.
Technically, you can.
Yeah.
Megan don't know what she's talking about.
But anyway, let's say you're later in life and you're like, I'm going to be Jewish.
Okay.
You're going to need to get circumcised. So
you can do that adult-wise.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish ready.
You're ready and primed to be Jewish?
I'm ready to convert.
I think also like your friends, that to me just shows like sexual inexperience as your friends making fun of that.
It's immature.
It's so immature. And it's mean.
It's funny though.
Do you know what I mean? Like a bunch of girls sitting around talking about like, ew, your boyfriend's dick. That sounds like your friends have all been lying to you and they've been virgins this whole time. And also they've just probably only
ever
sex with one guy.
There's nothing wrong with being a virgin, all right? Don't let anybody
talk down on being a virgin. But okay. Don't judge other people's penises.
Exactly. Yeah, especially like, if you've been like, you finally feel like you can talk about sex with your friends and now you can talk about it. And now they're like, oh, we're just going to like judge your boyfriend's penis.
She's probably all excited. Oh my God,
and
girl,
she's
enjoying it.
So if it's working for you, what's the problem? It's not going inside them. So why do they care?
Exactly. And it's no different for a girl. Like you're not like, oh, I can totally tell the guy that I'm fucking his cut. Like you can't tell. Again, you can only really notice if a guy's not hard.
Yeah.
That's
it. No, that's not true.
That is true.
No, I've seen it in a porn.
Okay, but I've had sex with it.
You pull the head up over the head. It's like the skin come over the head. Like a protective sheath.
No.
Not when it's hard.
Not when it's hard.
It goes back already.
Oh, so where the extra skin go?
It just pulls back.
So it like
moves.
Like
it grows and it pulls back.
So the skin can move up and down like a t-shirt on the arm.
Yes.
Revelations.
Interesting. I don't know how that could be better. Oh,
you can protect your dick in war.
No, what?
Yeah,
it's like when they. Oh, never mind.
Say it.
Go ahead.
No, so it's like if they masturbate, right? See, a regular guy, you probably need some lubrication because it's okay.
Yep.
Look at my arm. You know, if I just do this, my skin not moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to put the lotion on. So. Yep. But if you're uncircumcised, it's like. The skin move with your hand.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. But we're not judging it.
We're not judging. That's like every woman's vagina is differently too.
Yeah.
What if you have a fat, flabby
vagina?
And
just don't look
at it. Are they going to judge you for that?
Don't respond to that.
Yeah.
What? No, it may feel bad. It's like.
We talked about
this. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We had somebody call because some guy told her that she had a fat vagina.
That's like, it's like cushion.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Warmer.
More surface area.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's literally nothing. There's nothing. There's no difference. And the hygienic thing, I think, is also like, it's really only applies to little boys. Like little boys of being like, hey, clean yourself better. But it's also like, as a little girl, do you ever remember like sitting at the beach with like, just like sitting with your legs spread and then the sand like getting in your vagina and being like, oh wow, now I have to clean my vagina. Yeah, it's really, I saw a girl do like a little kid doing it at the beach the other day. I was like, oh sweetie, you're getting a rude awakening when you sit in the car and you stand up and there's a pile of sand. Yeah. But I just mean like, it's something like you're going to have to learn how to clean your body anyway. And I think like the hygiene thing really only applies to little boys who A, are smelly anyways, but it's like, oh, you have to clean yourself. Or whatever.
Yeah, his dick's probably cleaner than a
completely
than a
because
he's
had
he's
to
pay
yeah.
more attention to it.
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, and there's really no difference as a girl who's
if you circumcise your dick airs out itself.
What?
See exactly my point.
If I'm joking. I set that point up for her as an assist.
I don't get it.
Never mind, Megan.
No, explain it to me.
No, because me saying I'm not conscious of cleaning it because I said it aired out itself.
Oh, okay.
And it was
but
just,
your dick is
it
dirty.
Contributed to her point of a guy being more attentive if he's not circumcised.
Okay, you know? I got it now. Thank you so much for explaining it.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I want all your friends to look at everybody's, at their own vaginas and be like.
Yeah, like, who's this better?
Yeah.
And also, the other thing is, too,
compare
is like,
vagina time.
It's who can ever get a hand mirror? Like, the thing that.
A hand mirror.
A small mirror. They teach you that when you're like in middle school, like, go look at your vagina, stand over and look at your vagina. And then you'd be like, okay, definitely straight. But I was also going to say, though, like, some of the guys that I slept with, it took me a little while to even be like, oh, he's cut, he's not cut. Like, it's not even something that you would know immediately. So the fact that, like, some of these girls, if it's guys they've slept with, these guys could also be uncut and they wouldn't know.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah, grow the fuck up. And then, like, enjoy the sex, do what you're doing. There's like literally, I mean, I think my friends and I maybe had like one, and my Jewish friends, the only people who've ever asked me, like, have you ever slept with a guy who's like uncut? And I was like, yeah. They're like, cool. And that's it. But like most of my friends, I don't sit around and be, hey, is your boyfriend cut? Like, I have no idea if my friend's boyfriends are like have foreskin and, or I literally, I don't know. I don't want to know either. That's why the fuck would you want to know? No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't talk about that.
Hey, what's your girl coochie look like? Like
right. What? Exactly.
Hey, how's your girlfriend's labia?
I don't even like looking at the labias I'm with.
What?
I guess that go back to me not wanting nudes. Like, it's just.
You just don't want to see a vagina?
Area not really attractive. I like what it does and yeah. feels like, but I want to just stare at it and, ooh, look at that vagina. Like, no, it's not my thing.
So definitely not a peeping Tom.
Nah.
No. Definitely doesn't want to go see George O'Keefe's.
Who is that?
Doesn't matter. No, it's my turn for a joke.
I told you weren't funny.
No, fuck you.
She was just on a fine art level.
Yeah, and fine art humor.
You know, humor comes from being able to relate.
I'm relatable. Okay, guys, so that was our last question, but now we're on to Producer's Corner, where we either have a callback or we've got someone kind of giving their input on a previous call from a different episode. So what do we have?
We've got a response to a call. Okay. This is from episode 28 with Jonah Green. This is the woman that had the monster-in-law. Remember?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and so that one
fuck
was
yeah.
that her and her husband had been together for 3 years. They'd been married for 1 year. The mother-in-law was going around spreading rumors that were completely untrue and giving the daughter-in-law's phone number out just to random people, and she got like 100 messages. Mm-hmm. And
like since, bullying her.
Yeah. And so she's been like harassed and she was angry and she was just trying to figure out how to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a caller that was calling a response to that.
Oh, great.
It really broke my heart hearing her call and talk about like what she's been going through. And I think you guys gave her some really good advice. And I personally, I'm not married, so I haven't experienced this, but my, mom actually went through a similar thing. So my parents have been married for 24 years, and my dad's parents were not okay with my dad marrying my mom for a couple different reasons. They were a different religion. She was from the cities, from the country. My mom didn't want to kind of abide by their rules. And pretty much what happened was it started, you know, my dad's family kind of started, you know, shaming her and trying to intimidate her to not like ending up with my dad. But the one big thing I wanted to touch on is like, the caller, she didn't mention anything about how her husband felt about it and how if they've had a conversation about it. But like one major thing is my dad told his parents pretty much to like fuck off. You know, he told them, you know, that he's going to be with my mom regardless, and that he pretty much chose her. And that, like, made a big impact on their relationship because, you know, he ended up, he chose her. And so this, you know, kind of made his parents stop. They didn't really bother her. My mom doesn't really have a relationship with my dad's parents. Me and my sister don't have really a relationship with my dad's parents. Like, my dad calls them for like holidays and their birthdays, but we're not that involved. But you know, the thing about in-laws is it's a privilege for them to be a part of your relationship. It's not a right, and so you're allowed to choose to not have a relationship with them. So I was going to tell her, you know, it's important for her to have this conversation with her husband and see where he's at, and that he needs, in the end, he needs to defend her and he needs to choose her. He's allowed to have a relation with his parents, but it doesn't mean she has to. And if it's causing her a lot of stress, then like, you know, if that means that he can't stand up to his parents, then she needs someone else. My aunt went through the same thing, except in this case, the opposite thing happened. Her husband chose his mom, and they're still married, but they just have a bad marriage, and my cousins don't like their dad or their grandma.
That's it.
That was it.
Well, she ran out. It was 3 minutes long, so she ran out of time.
Jeez. This is funny because, I mean, great response. So happy to hear about it. My friends and I actually had a conversation about this weekend because just a similar thing had happened, different, but similar thing had happened to one of my friends of like having an issue with their significant other's family. And my friends and I were talking about it. We were like, it just doesn't make sense because like moms, especially, or like who feel threatened, it's like these relationships are not mutually exclusive. Like having a girlfriend or having like a wife and a mom, like mom is never going to be your wife. Like mom is never going to, they're completely different roles in your life. And like,
unless you're Oedipus.
But I mean, like they fulfill such different things. So the idea of like that power struggle to me is so odd because it's like, you can't be, you're the only mom that your son will ever have, but you cannot be your son's wife. You cannot do. And like, so that is like, I find it so just odd how much like that, like hatred and stuff can brew when, or like that idea of like, nobody is good enough, but it's like, but you can't fulfill that. So either you want your kid to be single forever, and never like be in love because like, you should not love your kid. Like a wife can love your kid.
I think like the duties are similar though. Like I'm looking at it from a mom's perspective, right? Like, imagine a mom with like a 10-year-old kid. Like, her duty is to make sure her son is safe, make sure he's okay, make sure he's fed, make sure he's clothed, to protect him.
I am not going to make sure his best mom interest. Is clothed.
But I'm saying, but when you're married, it's like, you know, a wife kind of has a lot of those duties. She's like the mom, the woman of the house. I mean, okay, sex is included. And it's different. But from a mom's perspective, if she did everything to look out for the best interests of her son, and now it's a woman who's taking part of that task, and you don't feel like she's suitable or best for it, you're going to look at her animosity like, no, she's not good. She doesn't cook for you. She doesn't clean. Because the mom still wants to look out for the best interests of the son.
Well, I think that I can see that happening. And I think it's because there is like a dated difference of like moms who did really baby and take care of their kids like that. And then this very...
That's dated?
Oh, no, I'm saying, I'm saying like, and then now for there being like, thank God this wave of like strong women who are like, you can cook for yourself. We can be like co-captains in life. But like, that's what I'm saying. And like, and then a mom can be upset because it's like, oh, you don't cook and clean for my son. He does those, you guys are partners in this. And this isn't like the woman's chores and the man's chores. Cause that's something for me. Like I am never going, like, it's not my job to get dinner on the table. Like if I don't feel like cooking and Moss doesn't feel like cooking, we'll go out to eat. But like, it's not my job to do that. It's not my job to do laundry. It's not any of that. And I think because I could see that also because the people who are like our parents' age now, that was the traditional role of like the female in the house. That if your like daughter-in-law is not doing that traditional like female housewife kind of role, that you're going to be disappointed by her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she should be.
Don't fucking go there.
I mean, what are you like? Don't. Okay, no, like, all right.
We were doing it Melvin.
No, I can't. I ain't gonna be fake. Look, so it depends on the woman, right? Because like my ex girlfriend, she enjoyed doing all of that stuff, mm-hmm. and like me, she will ask me to cook, and I'm like, oh, I could just, you know, we could just go out to eat, like,
yeah,
you know. And sometimes she's like, no, it just means something different if you cook.
It does,
and I understand that, and. Me being a man too, like me personally, I would enjoy if like my woman cooked for me or, you know, did small things like that. And I understand like this co-captain thing that people really running for, but I feel like that's biased too. We don't really go co-captain all the way through. Like,
no, I think it's like can be 60-40 and like the different days. Like if Mats is working longer at work, I'll do more stuff, but the same thing vice versa.
But it's like, I don't know.
But it's about what you want in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
that's what it boiled down to.
I also know a lot of women who are who want to get married young and have babies young, and they just want to be moms. But there's nothing wrong with that. Like being a mom is a full-time job. Yeah, and if that's what you want.
You're right.
I think like this has to be the same thing for the man. Like and I also have guys I know that don't want to be the breadwinner. They don't want to have to cover like financially their entire family. And they want to be with a girl who also is financially independent. And so that they can do that together because he doesn't want the responsibility of funding everything.
I feel like if, first off, I'm going to say, I feel like women are, tell me if this is offensive.
It's going to be offensive.
Tell me, I feel like women are more naturally nurturing and enduring and more like affectionate to different things than guys are.
It depends on the woman.
Guys, because I wish I was like had some of those things that women have. Like, it's just, I feel like it's natural with you guys being like
maternal,
birth people. You know what I mean? So it's just like it's different instinctive things that like I'm not good at that I wish I was, that I feel like women are more like better at. But okay, I just wanted to put that out there. But okay, say if it's the co-captain and both people are breadwinners, right? Everyone just goes to work, makes the money. No one's really keeping a house. At that point, you're just going to hire other people to do it.
Well, no, because it's not like...
You're both just going to go to work, wake up, get your coffee, go out the door, and then come back home when it's time. Well, you might have different type of jobs, but you're going to hire other people to do all of the stuff.
No, I mean, not necessarily. So Mots lives here with me. We both work. Me less than him now. But like we both work. We both pay rent here. And like some nights I will be home earlier and I'll cook dinner. There's other nights that he'll be home earlier. And like, I mean, those nights are few and far between that he'll do that, or he'll pick up food. Like it just has to be something where it's not expected. That's the thing. It's like, if we don't clean, if the house is messy, that means that night we're going to clean it. Or that Saturday we're going to clean it. Like it's the same thing with like it's just planning ahead. It's like, oh, we're not going to, like dinner's going to be, it's going to be a crazy night on Wednesday night. So we're going to pre-cook dinner on Sunday night that we have for that day. So it just becomes that kind of, it's not like either one of us walks through the door and expects dinner to be on the table and the house to be clean. It's like, if I didn't clean the house, I'm not going to expect that it was your job to clean the house while I was gone and vice versa. And so like, it's the same thing. Like if I'm doing laundry, I'll do his laundry too. If he's doing laundry, he'll do my laundry too. Who's ever got, like I was out of town this weekend, he went grocery shopping, but it's not like the house goes to shit if I'm not here and vice versa. Like we're both able to, I don't know. I think it's also depends on when it's, yeah, I think it can be a dated outlook. It kind of reminds me of like the women who are taking care of the household reminds me of the idea of a woman who has lived with her parents until she marries somebody and moves in with them and she takes that responsibility. But if you're a girl or a guy who's like lived with other roommates, you've had to do your part. And so it becomes ingrained in you that like, I'll take the trash out. Like I will do the dishes, but there are some chores that I don't like that I'd prefer Mots to do that I'll ask him to do. But because I had to be like a self-sufficient, all my own stuff kind of thing, I think that that's a weird, it'd just be a weird thing to give up once you're in a relationship of being like, oh, I would also get so bored sitting at home doing nothing. But that's me. I know girls who like that's what they strive to be, is to like be a mom and not and have that be their job, which is like totally a full-time job. It's just you have to be on the same page. And I think what the issue with the call is, and this is also just total speculation, is that her and her husband might be on the same page and his mom is just not on that page. And so exactly like the callback says, I think like she needs to talk to her husband and figure that out, because then if he has those expectations, maybe he's talking to his mom about how he's like, oh, I wish she did this, or I wish she did this. And yeah, I mean, Mots and I have those conversations. Like I'm never going to be like a stay at home. The house is like spick and span and clean and like perfect all the time. Like the kids are dressed in matching outfits. We posted an Instagram picture all together and we did a DIY. Like I'm never going to be like that. And so I think you have to be on the same page. But yeah. I also don't think there's anything wrong with the other side of it.
Yeah, like with both my parents, quote unquote, breadwinners. My mom traveled a lot for her job. My dad was at home more. He cooked more. He did like three girls. He did our hair. And then like my mom enjoyed mowing the grass and she would be the one that mowed the grass and things like that. So it's just how you balance your relationship. Yeah.
And I like to cook. So I end up cooking dinner way, way, way more, but I hate doing dishes. And so Mots will be doing that. So I think like where it goes into more of like a traditional, like I'm more likely to have dinner on the table, that for me doesn't really feel as much of a chore as some other things that he'll do for me. But then like at the same time, like it's not, we don't have that really like that. We haven't established it. Like if I don't cook dinner, he's not like, where's dinner? Like he could just as likely walk through the door. I've like roasted an entire chicken, or he could walk through the door and I'm like in sweatpants and being like, I'm going to eat popcorn for dinner. And I'll be like, okay. I think like you just have to be on the same page.
I agree.
Yeah. I also love your ex-girlfriend if you're talking about the one that I know. Mm. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Melvin, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You going to do your own podcast one day?
Yeah.
One day soon? You're going to have me on it?
Mm-hmm.
It's so convincing. I feel really, really assured that you're going to invite me on it.
See, I'm not, I'm not dramatic. I'm not like, oh my God, yeah, sure you are.
No, I'd feel weird if you were like that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Do you want to plug anything you have coming up? I don't know what you're allowed to say that you're doing.
I mean, nothing. Everything's out. It's early though.
It's early?
It's early.
Well, you guys
American
still...
Vandal, come on Netflix, end of September.
Okay, cool.
Season 2. The movie, I don't know nothing about that, so we'll see when it comes.
And you guys can still watch Melvin and Unreal. Yeah. That's still on.
Is it on still?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Okay, yeah. Check out Unreal season. What season was it?
Three. You were so endearing and cute on it, though. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You were like, it was, I got excited. Me and Asen watched it together.
Well,
yeah, and every time you came up, we were like, Melvin! Like, you just are, you're very charming. It's very cute.
Thank you.
Even though you're not supposed to be like adorable and lovable, but like you are, do you know what I mean?
He's
like
the best
your guy.
Friend.
I'm not supposed to be adorable and lovable.
No, that's what I mean. Like, it's
not
like.
I was supposed to be like the friend.
That's what I'm saying. The typical guy, like that typical, like that character that you play, you make it so endearing and lovable that I'm like, oh.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
And you guys can totally watch us on Freakish still, can they? Yeah, it's on Hulu.
I don't know.
I think it's on Hulu. Some
you
girl.
You can go look at our kiss scene that we was talking about.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The first one.
Oh, yours.
That was episode one.
Episode one.
What was the crazy one?
What?
This is what I was. Go at it, get frisky. What were they saying?
Oh, yeah. Something really gross. We're like, and also we got like really no direct. I think the only direction we got was it's like an implied sex scene. And then our only direction was just don't like have sex or do anything like that. And we were like, okay.
Oops, I slipped and fell.
Yeah, exactly. Like my dick fell inside of her. Well, that's all there is for us talking about boobs and things like that. Okay, guys. So if you enjoyed this episode, first of all, please leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. We would love it. And share on social because send the link to Melvin so Melvin knows to retweet it. And if you guys want to
call, my Twitter sucks.
You guys can call in for future episodes. The number is 310-694-0976. And again, for international callers, email meganpodcast@gmail.com with a audio file. Leave us. We would love to hear callbacks too. Those are some of my favorites to hear updates. So if you guys have previously called in the girl who hooked up with her boyfriend and then his twin brothers, would just love to hear how you're doing.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was.
Was it by mistake?
No.
Nope. All on purpose.
All on purpose. She's my hero.
Oh, my God.
I love her. Want to know how you're doing, girl? She lives in Canada.
Why? That's a pointless.
No.
Body count. Like, it's the same person.
No. It was the brother and then twins.
So
like the twin
three.
Brother. Three of them.
Yeah. Three total.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to follow Melvin, can they see you on the internet?
Oh,
okay, Melvin Gregg. Do you want me to do it?
At Melvin Gregg. Mm-hmm. That's it. Everywhere is just
his Instagram stories are great.
Oh, Melvin Gregg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I'm bad at plugging myself. I feel like if they want to find me, they'll find me. Make like a scavenger.
It's just Google you.
There
it's
you
a
go.
Pretty easy scavenger hunt. Okay, guys. We will. Talk to you or you will hear us. We're not going to talk to you. I mean, we'll talk at you and then you'll hear it later. Next week. There's another episode next week. So
next week.
See you guys then. Just to do like sounds for all
this. I'm giving you outros.
Thank you.
You could use it as a sound bite and put it on the end of each episode.
We have songs in this.
We have music.
Oh.
He's never watched
Mix it
or
together.
Listened.
Nah, I didn't watch it.
Fuck you. Don't Blame Me is a production by me, produced, directed, and edited by Melissa DeMonts. Post-production sound by Chris Henry, production assistant Julie Carley, and music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter. I'll see you guys next week, and don't blame me if your life, you know, completely fucks up before then. Oh.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.